You are listening to The Building Code, a podcast by BuilderTrend where we talk all things technology and construction. Be sure to stick around to the end of the episode where you can find out how to be a part of the Building Code crew. Let's get it. Hello, everybody. My name is Paul Worth, and you are listening to The Building Code. Today, we have a very special episode I'm really excited about. We have Will Lopez from Gusto. Why don't we start by first telling people about yourself, and then we'll talk about what is Gusto.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Well, thanks for having me. Really excited to do this. So been at Gusto for about 17 months. I'm actually an accountant by day and night, believe it or not. Been in the accounting profession my entire career. Came over to Gusto mid last year to oversee their accountant community, basically their partner program. Mm-hmm. Accounting professionals from all across the United States partner with Gusto, you know, service clients on Gusto, construction clients on Gusto, and I empower that side of the business and love business, love entrepreneurship, love owning a business, owned my own small business prior to coming to Gusto for about 7-8 years. It was an accounting practice, of course, but yeah, excited to be here. And that's a little bit about my background without, you know, getting too boring with debits and credits.
So accounting, we don't do video yet. Teaser for all the listeners. We're trying to get some YouTube like live videos of our podcast. Once we doll up our studio, but I guess
where
my point
is,
yes, where the future is. Yeah. But you're a young guy and you know, you got a t-shirt on, says Gusto, you're kind of hip and you decided to be an accountant. Are you trying to change the game there?
Well, you know, somebody had to change the game, and I thought it might as well be me. You know, what's funny, Paul, is I had this grand dream of mine where I wanted to end up on like Entrepreneur Magazine as like the not your mom and dad's accounting firm kind of thing.
Okay, I like it.
And yeah, I mean, for me, I think my profession needs a lot of upgrading. It's very archaic in a lot of different ways. And I love my profession. I think what we do for a living and what we do day in and day out, caring for business owners and caring for their teams and stuff like that has always persuaded me. My parents are small business owners their entire careers, you know, both out of passion and out of necessity. You know, they had to be business owners. They didn't graduate from high school. So a lot of that really inspired me early on. And that led me down the accounting path. But I think there are a lot of people like me that just need to like put their hand on the plow and not look back and change the profession a little.
I love that. And you bring up a great point, because as a business owner, having a great accountant, that sort of blind spot of your business for most people in construction, because they don't get into owning their own business for being a custom home builder, remodeler, or construction company to do the books.
Totally.
By any means, right? So it's a definite blind spot for them, and they need somebody they can trust. And there's a lot of problems, both in saving money and just getting yourself in trouble, that a good accountant can help an owner avoid, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always looked at people like myself as like the ultimate non-equity business partner, right?
For sure.
Like I'm there to fill in the gaps where like you're there to do exactly what you're passionate about, and leaving that other tidy administrative work to me.
I love that. We actually use that term since the beginning of BuilderTrend. One of our co-founders, Dan, always talked about being a non-equity business partner. So
yep,
we definitely share that same thought. All right, so You were on your own, you had your own business, you're into accounting, and then you come to Gusto. Why and what is Gusto?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I have a deep passion for my industry. I love my profession. I'm not ever going to leave it. I want to continue to invest into it. And what really struck me about Gusto's heart is, you know, their mission is to create a world of work empowers a better life. And we do that through three things. We call them like three pillars. And it's creating a great place to work, a more resilient place to work, having personal prosperity, and, you know, building a great culture. So, you know, for me, that really aligned me with Gusto's values overall, that I felt like, you know, I could still be a pro. I could still empower my profession and my peers at Gusto, while Gusto also has a heart for my profession and for small businesses. So I felt like I could have a bigger impact through Gusto, which we are. And, you know, Gusto has always been here for small businesses since they opened their front doors, and even more so during, you know, like 2020 with the pandemic hitting. And so, you know, we've worked really hard to create a lot of resourcing for small businesses, especially those in the construction industry, opening up features and avenues to access all the relief that has hit us this year. 50 product features, you know, we're able to help secure like, you know, $280 million of PPP loans, stuff like that. So, you know, my heart and Gusto's heart align. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, it seems like really lofty goals for what I think when you go to the website, you know, you look right at the website, and I actually logged into the demo, which is really cool, by the way. So if you want to learn more about Gusto, and I'm sure we'll close the show with how you can do that, but you offer like a demo, and on the face, it's a payroll HR, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, like that's sort of like the nuts and bolts of it. But when I got in there, so much more. Like you said, resources, helpful things for you to do, what to be on the lookout for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Gusto prides itself on being the people platform of choice, and supporting people in a team of people is much more than payroll. And I think my profession also has a little to do with that. I think we've always bucketed people or individuals either as like a payroll bucket or like a benefits bucket or like an HR bucket. And they're anything but, right? An employee walks into the door and says, I'm an employee of this company. And yeah, I expect a paycheck. I expect some benefits, and I expect some help with HR issues if I'm having issues. So being an employee of a company is a very comprehensive and holistic experience. And Gusto builds its product and prides itself on delivering on that holistic experience. So yeah, we're known as a payroll, but we're much more than that. We offer benefits, HR, financial wellness tools. This year, we've really stepped up as an entire company to deliver much more than just those core experiences, like things on COVID for both the employee and the employer, and so much additional resources for the accounting partners that they work with.
That's great. I love how you sort of put that. It's like you're not just a software for payroll, and then you can go find another software for HR and another software right. for benefits. It's like that's not how you should look at your employees. So don't look at your provider of software the same way.
As a business owner, almost my entire career, you know, I learned pretty early on that a disjointed like people experience was not going to be great for a happier, productive team, right? And the truth is that employees really want to be cared for. And that comes in a variety of ways. You know, that comes with, getting a paycheck, but it also comes with peace of mind around their health and wellness. It comes around like, you know, making sure that their workplace is safe. I mean, there's just so much nuance to working somewhere that to just simply think that all you need is just payroll is anything but from the reality of what's going on. And I think if anybody needs any proof point, just look at the past 12 months of 2020, right? And it's just like, we are, you know, as a society, we care for employees and we care for teams. And, you know, over the last 100 years, we've done a lot of advancements as far as like employee rights and advancing, you know, representation of employees. But yeah, when you look at a team as just payroll, they're anything but that. They're much more than that.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of business owners talk to us as BuilderTrend, and we have conversations with our clients, obviously, and they're all small business owners in construction. And they talk about, well, how do I build a culture? How do I have a company that attracts younger millennial talent? And a lot of what you just said is the key to that, right? Where we're not just looking at them as we've got to do payroll for them and go talk to the benefits person from this other company that when we do benefits, it's like it needs to be much more holistic. And I think that definitely speaks to what you were just talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when people either look for new career opportunities or switching jobs or looking for their first job, I mean, they're looking at more than just a paycheck, right? And I think some recent research said that 8 out of 10 times, they're also looking at health benefits that a company offers, and that sways their decision one way or the other, right? They're also looking at whether or not they can save for retirement. That sways their decision. So it's much more than a paycheck. And if a company threw a bunch of money at someone, but didn't offer benefits and didn't offer the ability to save, or didn't offer the ability to save for your child's, let's say, college through a 529 plan or anything like that, that really impacts someone's decision-making, and they could say no to great money just because all the other benefits are missing.
Right. And in this industry specifically, construction has a huge labor shortage problem. And in that, the opposite side of attracting labor is keeping the good people that you have from going somewhere else. And that's the same thing. It's like you need to give them the correct, holistic sort of experience to make them feel like they're a part of this. It'll help them from looking somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, if you give people a ton of reasons to leave, they'll leave, right? And or at least not come, right? And so, you know, building a nice comprehensive package or something like that to really entice someone to stay and endure and build a career with the company really goes a long way.
Am I right? And again, I'm not just setting this up. I'm generally curious. Gusto is typically small businesses. Is that your target market? Is that who you guys build this platform for?
Yeah, so we have built our platform for up to 100 employees. So any company of just about any industry up to 100 employees, we are working right now to actually expand that 100 employee mark. We obviously understand that there are bigger companies and larger companies. There are a lot of large companies that use Gusto that are above that 100 employee threshold. But we, you know, based on our current experience, that's not where the majority of difficulty is out in the marketplace. 98% of businesses in America are under 100 employees. When you look at monthly jobs reports and you actually go into the details towards like the middle half of those job reports, you'll see that almost all their statistical data is below the 100 employee mark. So we solve for that segment of the market because it's the most underserved. So we're here to like serve the underserved. And a lot of payroll companies get enticed by going up to the bigger companies, right? So like, you know, why service 100,000 plus small businesses when you can land, let's say 10,500 employee businesses? Mm-hmm. But that's not where we want to be. We want to serve the underserved, and we want to really lean into that and give business owners the competitive advantage that they deserve that they generally don't get when they partner with a payroll provider.
I love that. It totally aligns with BuilderTrend because we're the same way. Small businesses, we don't go after the top 10 builders. It's everybody else. Right. And yeah, like, you know, the great thing about this day and age is that you can utilize platforms like Gusto and BuilderTrend to get the advantages that these huge companies have always had in terms of systems and data and just resources. So that's really cool. Speaking about that, let's give somebody a little tip here. All right. We're to give them something for listening this far. When you talk about 2020, I think some people would say, thankfully, it's coming to an end. You know, it's been definitely an uphill trudge for everybody. But what would be like, what should be on our customers' 2020, like end of the year checklist stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think the construction industry is notorious for contractors and subcontractors, right? Mm-hmm. I've been in the profession long enough to know that that's quite the common trend. So, mm-hmm. I think keep it simple is my recommendation. I know they have the kiss out there to keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
Which is like, look, you got end of year approaching. I'm sure you've been working with a lot of people that may have not given you their form W-9, which, you know, gives you all that official information that you need to kick out a 1099 or a W-2 if they become an employee. So don't wait to the last minute. Definitely don't wait till like January 20th or 31st when those things are due to mm-hmm. start collecting this information. Just do it now. And if you do it through like Gusto, we actually have an easy outreach feature where we kick out that W-9 and automate it through technology, right? No more paper, you know, obviously socially distance, right? When you're using tech, mm-hmm. Remote when you're using tech. But keep that really top of mind. It's the one that creeps up on just about everybody.
Okay, love that. So start doing that thing now.
Yeah,
and that's
just
a pretty
proactive,
pretty good general piece of advice. Like December hits, let's just get your checklist and start working on it. Don't wait until the last minute. Right. Speaking of that, when it comes to organizing tax information by the end of the year, in your past life or your current life, like what's some of your advice to people on that?
A few things here. I think what's a little unique about this year is I think everyone scrambled to organize their tax information because like the PPP required it.
Oh,
they
right.
wanted your financials up to date. So hopefully you've been maintaining it. And so I would say, you know, keep on top of it from like when you fetched it maybe 3 months ago mm-hmm. to grab that PPP loan. You know, the tax stuff doesn't start rolling into like the end of January, right? So like when the year closes, a lot of like the 1099s and W-2s and all the, you know, personal and corporate stuff start flowing in. It generally happens around January, late January, early February. So what I would do is I would just kind of look at what you put together last year, just kind of make a short list of it. It could be like 10 documents, 15 documents. Just create a checklist, keep an eye out for it in the mail. And then once you get it, just kind of folder it away. And I would, what I used to do with my clients was the moment you get it, just scan it, give it to your accountant and just put the ball in their court. Always just keep tossing the ball back to them. They have no reason to be like sitting on this kind of stuff, especially with all of us like adopting new technology now mm-hmm. and they're able to do it. So just look at last year, put a quick punch list together. And just kind of keep an eye out for it.
I like how you're trying to, you're speaking our people's language by using punch lists instead of checklists. I appreciate that, Will.
There you go.
Like they know that stuff now. Although yeah, people don't really like
throw a couple nails in it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I love that. So you were talking about closing the year I'm just firing questions at you. I feel like this is a it's a free consultation for our team, which is great.
I know. Well, I figured I'll send the invoice later.
Yeah, there you go. Send it to Danielle, our producer. what are some big mistakes companies make when they are doing that close out of the financial year? Like what should we be avoiding?
Gosh, you know, I think I've been in the profession long enough to say that I think tardiness or just absolute waiting to the last minute is the ultimate culprit. I mean, I think that's just such the huge mistake. And here's why. I understand it's a lot of work to close out your books or your financials or to pull things together. But I ran a really progressive practice. And what that basically meant was I used a lot of technology to advance the livelihood and the administrative work of my clients, right? I future-proofed them is what I used to say, is I'm here to future-proof you and consult you. And when you close everything out early, or you're just running things in real time because you're working with a pro, let's say similar to me, who's using modern technology, integrating it with BuilderTrend, integrating it with Gusto, they have that information in real time. And what's really crucial about certain moments in business life is being able to forecast out tax ramifications, forecast out great business performance or losses. So that way people like me can give you the right information at the right time so you can make the decision. So sometimes tax planning is big, and I would ask your accountant to tax plan for you. We used to do tax plan for our clients all the time, twice a year, once in May, once in October. And all of that required a lot of just real-time constant maintenance. So that way, if you were having a bang out year, right, another pun intended, and you were just crushing it out there, I could tell you within literally like a 1% margin of error what your tax bill was. Now, would you rather me tell you 10 months in advance what your tax bill is, or like 30 days before it was due? Right. It's always like 10 months in advance.
Yeah. For
so
sure.
Like that only happens when you are either keeping things up to date or closing things out real quickly.
So just staying on top of your real-time job costing and your QuickBooks and making sure everything's accurate throughout the year is super important, but also don't wait till last minute. I'll throw you on the spot here. Like, would it be a good idea? Like, are there sort of target dates? October 1st, November 1st, December 1st, like they should be doing certain things, or is it just general stay on top of it?
You know, obviously best practice is to stay on top of it every month, close it out. Every quarter would be a great opportunity to like look back and just look for any kind of thing, anything kind of like glaring or big. And then once a year, you can take that really topside approach and just run through the financials. Because when you're on top of it and you do, let's say, some of that mid checkpoint on the monthlies and then a little bit of a heavier checkpoint on the quarterlies, it makes the year closeout a lot less, you know, worrisome. You don't have to like bring out the big guns at the year end because you've been doing it all throughout the year. So, you know, there are those traditional milestones. And then I normally would encourage a lot of business owners to take those conventional milestones, let's say quarterly, kick it out to your pro and say, hey, tell me what my tax bill is this year, and just kick it out to him every quarter. Like, hey, I closed it out. Here's what I think I'm going to make for the year. Tell me what what you think I owe. And try to combine that work, that is that, you know, that double check work with a little bit of proactive, like what's in it for me kind of work, because then you'll be encouraged. You'll be heavily encouraged to keep it up, because generally people think that by doing it every quarter, it's just kind of like a, just an administrative task. But when you combine it with like, what's in it for me, it's a, it keeps that momentum going.
Love that. So lean on your if you have a pro who's helping you with accounting, young, hip person who gets it, the exciting world of accounting.
I'm no longer it. I'm at Gusto now, but yeah.
lean on those people, because you know, you're paying them. So that's really good. All right, so we want to talk, I thought that was some really great advice for business owners just in general, but bringing it back to Gusto and like payroll services and things like that, obviously you guys have a great platform. We're actually going to be doing an integration with Gusto.
Exciting.
Yeah, we're super excited because, again, you know, I think it was very obvious in this short podcast that our two businesses are super aligned with what we're trying to do. And so I think, you know, after looking at everybody out there in the market, we hands down pick Gusto. You know, it's coming to the end of the year. Let's say somebody's not using a payroll service at all, or they're using something different. Why is sort of like the end of the year? And I think I'm a novice, but I can already understand from what you just talked about, your year-end checklist. Why is the end of the year a good time to possibly look into changing your payroll service?
Yeah, so, you know, I would encourage anyone that you could change your payroll service at any point in time of the year with Gusto, because Gusto has all the technology and the capability to help you transfer any kind of situation over to Gusto at any time. But where people make probably the largest transition is at end of year, because it's just cleaner and there's a cutoff period, right?
Right.
And so when you look at anybody's, let's say, calendar year, January to December, that's how people generally do business. And January starts a brand new year. And so does many times using a lot of new resourcing, using payroll. So I would encourage you, it's a great time to like transition your payroll, great time to actually get your team introduced into some greater resourcing through payroll at the beginning of the year. You know, Gusto offers a lot of things that not only can help the employer, help your small business or business manage its team, but it also helps you track a lot of things like PTO or holiday pay or time off. And so those are like the more payroll related things, right? And then there's things that are just like every day working at a company. Like Gusto has the ability to give you the ability to have new hire welcome cards, right? Which is kind of like has nothing to do with Gusto, but have everything to do with a payroll moment, right? It's like, oh, somebody got hired. Yeah, send them a card, say welcome, introduce them. There's like a little checklist that says, hey, put balloons, or now virtual balloons, on their desk.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. You know, and you could do all these things that are very kind of company culture, you know, feature-like. So, you know, now's a great time to really think through that, because things are so questionable within an employer, right? And we're all working remotely. We're all working at a distance. We kind of still see that on the front lines for at least another 6 months until the vaccines roll out. But you'll need every resource from both payroll management, but then team management as well.
Yeah. If you had any blind spots as it relates to how you were managing employees face-to-face, going virtual really made those things very glaring for people. And so if you feel like you still have sort of a blind spot in your business, I obviously Will does, but I obviously recommend as well Gusto. Go to gusto.com. You know, you were mentioning the end of the year. According to your website, we have 15 days, 8 hours, 54 minutes, 35 seconds till January 1st. So they make it very clear on the website that end of the year is coming up. You can check out everything, I assume, unless you want to plug it, something else. The website gives you a ton of information.
Yeah. So you can go to gusto.com, check it out. And, you know, I'll tell you right now, there are probably 3 major blind spots to almost every business. And a lot of it is around new hire, which is one major one. So think about the new hire experience. You go into an office, right? You get hired. And what do they have you do? You fill out a ton of paperwork, right? The W-4, the I-9, like all this stuff, employee policy manuals, all of that kind of stuff. And through Gusto, you can actually automate that entire experience. And we actually improved our onboarding employee experience for all of that. So now they can do that all digital. And then the next thing is generally the introduction of that employee to the team. Like, hey, congrats, Paul is here. You know, Will, meet Paul. Gusto can help personalize a lot of that through the platform and give you that next best. You know, nothing beats in person, of course, right? Like there's always a great, you know, high five kind of great moment, but next best is pretty much what Gusto has built, which is, you know, giving you the ability to send out those e-cards to welcome new EEs, introduce them to their team, so on and so forth. So those are the 2 or 3 major blind spots that I see many companies have, is just that in-person onboarding or welcoming back from furlough, and then just the introduction and the teamwork that happens.
I love that. And I love you guys have so many resources in there that are outside of your core subscription and feature set. It's like, great, use us to get these tasks done, but here's everything else you get. And these are super important things that, you know, business owners either aren't thinking about, or they're Googling how to do like best practices stuff, or asking friends. It's like all right there in one platform for them.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think the truth is, like I said, you know, we're here to serve the underserved. And I think small businesses and business owners, for the broad majority of them, have just gone without, right? And a lot of the resources that Fortune 500s, Fortune 1000s have, many business owners don't have. So we're here to make sure that they do have it. So, you know, we look at payroll, benefits, and HR as much more than just what they are. Yes, we'll do all those key things, but there's so many other moments that payroll, benefits, and HR is just riff of that we are trying to deliver as well.
Love that. Super excited to have look forward to our partnership in 2021, the integrations that we have working with our teams right now. There's no way Will and I are going to give you an exact date in which that is. We're just going to tell you that it's coming in 2021, like many, many good things. So we're excited to have you guys as a partner.
Yeah, keep an eye out. It's going to be a good time. We're really excited. It's going to be a good relationship. All for great things.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Again, if you want to learn more about Will and Gusto, head out to gusto.com. We'll throw some links on the show notes page, buildthetrend.com/podcast. Thanks again, Will, and to everybody listening, I very much appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you again for tuning in to this episode of The Building Code. Make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, head out to Facebook and join the Building Code crew. And finally, drop me a line at podcast@buildthetrend.com. We want to hear from you, suggestions on guests or topics, anything. Thanks so much for joining and appreciate you.